Welcome back to the Brownville podcast and welcome back to Brownville.com. Just in case we haven't met before, I'm Kim. I am the co-creator and co-founder of Brownville.com and the My Brownville online program. And of course, I'm the one that gets to spend this lovely time with you chatting on our podcast today. And I'm so excited that you're here. This is a great space for us to hang out together for a bit. We talk about delicious vegan food, cooking techniques, how to kind of get organized at home with meal planning and just kind of, I don't know, helping you find that beautiful vegan sweet spot if you're on this quest to healthier lifestyle, to eating lots of fruits and vegetables no matter where you are in this journey. So I'm so excited to have you here. And today we're talking about such an important topic. We're talking about body image and kind of how it relates to healthy eating and why it's so important. But we're getting kind of personal here today, so bear with me. But before we head into that, I just have to read a little review we got on iTunes. I read another one last week, and these are just completely filling up my heart. Thank you so much for leaving these. You know, whenever you leave us a glowing review like the ones we've received so far, iTunes kind of bumps us up. So a lot of other people find our podcast. So you're kind of helping everybody else and helping us by spreading the word. So it's really, really a great thing. And we are completely grateful for you. So this is a 5-star review from Verena Kaczynskis. And she says, I'm a fan. Great podcast for vegans and non-vegans. Kim's generous and kind approach to dieting and living a healthy life is refreshing and invigorating. Definitely worth dedicating a few minutes of my day. Verena, thank you so much. I am so glad that this podcast has helped you and that, I don't know, that it's a nice companion to whatever it is you're doing while you're listening. So thank you so much for leaving that. You can head on over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you. But now we're definitely heading on to our topic for today. Now, I have to warn you, two little things. The dogs are kind of going wild today, so you might hear some pitter-patter behind me. And I've also been a little bit under the weather this past week, so my voice is kind of a little hoarser than usual. But hopefully I'll be able to make it through today's episode without a problem. You'll be able to hear me just fine. So in today's episode, we're talking all about finding your body image story. Now, if you've been reading our blog or listening to our podcast episodes, you know that I completely believe that our body image and the way we feel about our bodies is completely relevant and important when it comes to your food choices, to eating healthier, to having healthier habits in general. Because when you have a good relationship with your body, when you feel good about yourself, no matter what size or shape or type of abs you have or the state of your legs or your thighs, that doesn't matter. So what matters is that beautiful connection and that beautiful relationship you have with your own body, the way you see yourself. It's so important because when you have that good relationship with yourself, you kind of treat yourself like a total temple. You respect your body, you fuel it with amazing health-giving foods, and you also don't punish yourself with this huge guilt trip whenever you kind of stray a little bit and you have something naughty. So it's all about that wonderful balancing act, and your body image story is really important when it comes to discussing these issues. So if you have a beating heart, whether you're a man or a woman, a teen or an adult, you know, chances are that you have struggled with your body image or at least some part of it at one point or another in your life. When it comes to having a bad relationship with your own body image, the statistics are kind of staggering. They're just mind-blowing and they're growing and growing every day. So you wouldn't believe the statistics that are out there regarding the amount of people, especially young girls, who just have a completely negative body image. And it's really, really scary. So something is definitely up. You know, mental health professionals are seeing it with younger and younger boys and girls with every passing year. And yes, although it's an issue that we mainly associate with women, men are no exception. So in the examples that I've seen with the people that I've helped and the people that I've talked to, for women, it might be that obsession to becoming slimmer and slimmer and slimmer and slimmer each and every year with when we compare ourselves to what we see on television and in magazines and in the media. For men, it might be the opposite. It might be having these huge muscles and these ripped abs. So there's no, there's no exception for men. Men, boys, women, girls, we all go through this at one point or another. And you've heard me say it before, that when you're working hard and creating healthy habits that really, really last, body image has always been swept under the rug, when in fact it's a very, very key component to healthy eating. So we can't keep on kind of hiding it under the rafters there. We need to take it out. So even more important than that, it's one of the biggest components to your mental and emotional well-being. And if nothing else, that is definitely a goal to strive for, right? To have beautiful relationship with yourself, to be happy, to be emotionally well, and just feeling good, right? So even if it has nothing to do with body or healthy eating, our emotional state is so important. So in today's post, we're diving deep into body image, but we won't be talking about the enormous pressure the media, magazines, movies, and TV puts on us on a daily basis to have those perfect bodies. We're definitely going to cover this in a later post, but instead, we are finding another culprit, okay? So not the media, not the magazines, but another culprit, and one that might be very, very close to home, deep within your body image story. Now be warned, you know I never ask you to go on any journey of discovery without sharing my own journey. So things are about to get really personal. So I want you to go grab a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, curl up, and we're gonna dive straight in. So let me start this off by telling you that about 2 weeks ago, Carlos and I went to a little kid's birthday party. It was the son of one of my closest friends. And it was a pool party with this huge, amazing blow-up slide that would slide right into the pool. It was just a really great party. And the kids were kind of about 8 or 9 years old. So right before we were about to cut the cake at the end of the day, I saw these two girls making the floor of the house wet with a water bottle. So they had an open water bottle and they were kind of sprinkling it around on the floor. I know this is probably every parent's nightmare, right? But that's what they were doing. And then they proceeded to put on one sock on one foot. So one sock on one foot, no sock on the other foot. They both did this, and the music was playing, and they began to do what I've since called the one sock wet dance. So the floor was wet, they had this one sock on, they were slipping and sliding and just dancing. So you know how I feel about dancing, right? That when you do it, you have to leave it all out there. That's what these girls were doing for sure. So they were sliding and dancing and grooving, shaking. I mean, they were so into it. They were completely unaware that I was looking or that they were surrounded by people. They were also in their bathing suits, okay? They would dance, they would stick their belly out, they would move awkwardly, they would lose their rhythm, they would fall, they would get back up, they would try it again, they would gain back the rhythm and continue dancing. I mean, they didn't care. They just didn't care. It was all about fun and just enjoying themselves and moving to the beat, right? And they were just completely in their bodies. It was just an amazing thing to see, honestly. And they were just having a blast. They were just moving to the music and having so much fun. Now, had this been two adult women in their bikinis, I believe I would have witnessed a completely different scene. Am I right? So something happens in our early life. You know, there's a pivotal moment when we lose that place of fun and just being carefree. And that to me is the ultimate state of body freedom. And it's those moments when we start losing that childlike sense of complete acceptance where our body image issues really begin, okay? At least that's what I've found in myself and in so many other people's stories. So it's also where healing can happen. That's why it's so important to talk about our body image stories. This is the point where healing can happen. And when we build up the courage to go right back to those moments and mend those little pieces of us that somehow broke off, it's where I started to heal my body image issues, and it's where I want to take you today, because it's definitely a place where you can find incredible healing, and this can help you so much in your life today. So I definitely remember being that carefree kid. I grew up going to the beach almost every weekend. I remember how I would pick a bathing suit based on the patterns, the colors, the ruffles, the sparkles. And I don't even think I even tried them on at the store when my mom took me shopping. I would just choose it, grab it, take it home, put it on as fast as I could, head to the pool or to the ocean, and I would just run and play and roll in the sand. There was no covering up. There was no shame about my body. And granted, I was not an overweight kid, but it's not so much about the weight we have as children as it is about the cues we get from the people around us that can really define things for us. I've seen plenty of adults that were overweight children that have no body image issues because they were just never shamed with that as kids. We just do not have that awareness naturally as kids until somebody starts pointing those things out to us. Am I right? So my mom was a body image rock star. And if you've read my personal story, which is at bramble.com, if you haven't read it, I highly recommend it. I share lots of personal details about my life that really kind of shaped what our blog is about and all our mission here at Bramble. So if you've read that story, you know that she had a physical disability, and I'm pretty sure she had plenty of body image issues herself. She had scars all over her body due to the many surgeries she had to endure. Her hands were kind of stuck in this very rigid position, almost into a fist. And one of the things that I knew was really hard for her, because I sometimes would hear a comment or she mentioned it to her doctors, is that she had to take a large dose of prednisone daily to help her deal with pain and inflammation. And prednisone is a medication that really causes tremendous bloat, right? It makes you retain a ton of water. So it would cause her to have tremendous bloat, especially in her face and her belly. So towards the end of her life, things got even worse in this sense. All of her symptoms got worse, and the effects of these symptoms and medications in her body got worse. But in spite of all of this, I never, once in my life, never, ever, ever heard her utter a single word related to the way her or my body looked. Never. And she always reminded me that I was beautiful, and she herself would always get all dolled up, and she just rocked what she had. She had the most beautiful makeup case you would ever see. She had every single color of eyeshadow imaginable, and she had these beautiful earrings, a collection of earrings that was beautiful. She would always kind of get dressed up and had beautiful clothes, and she would just rock what she had. But I'm sure she had many of these issues, but she, thank goodness, never put those on to me. She never kind of showed me that that was something that you had to be concerned about. I never once heard her utter the word calorie or diet or fat or cellulite or any form of body shaming whatsoever. And exercise, for example, was only done for health reasons and to have fun. And food was meant to be enjoyed and never measured. So I was definitely lucky, because this is not what many people have to deal with as kids. They are definitely faced with their own parents' issues with food and body image. So I was really lucky. And I was headed for the real world, right? In which the opposite cues are hurled at you at warp speed without a second to try to escape them. And I would not be immune to them, as it turned out, even with the wonderful body positive upbringing that I had. And you know, so many people aren't as lucky. So body shaming starts early, and sometimes not even with comments directed towards us, but by simply listening and observing the way our parents talk about their own bodies, right? So this is one of the reasons why I always urge people to try to find healing of body image issues before they have children. Please, please, please. I also know that this is very hard to do. Healing your own body image issues, this takes a long time. It takes a lot of effort. It takes professional help sometimes, and it's really worth it. And it's definitely worth it to have it done and solved and at least understood and in this happy place before you have your own children. Please think about this if you're thinking of having kids. So this is really important. You're kind of shaping these into adults later on who will have their own issues. So the more you can solve this ahead of time, the better. So I'm going to go on a little mission with you, okay? I want us to find the exact moment in time in which your wet sock dancing days ended and the body issues began. And if you're anything like me, they were probably many, and they probably happened way before you realized that society and the media had this huge expectation waiting for you. These cues usually happen way before that, way before you even know what a runway model is, okay? So I'm gonna guide you through my body image stories, and many of these are really personal. There's one that I can't believe I'm gonna share, but bear with me. And while you listen, I just want you to start thinking about what yours could be. Think as far back as you can and try to find what your body image stories are. The reason I'm telling you mine is because they'll help you kind of find situations, moments, ideas of where yours might be hidden, okay? And you know, my motto is, if I'm asking you to do it, I'm gonna do it too, right? Okay, so body image tale number one, and this one is called My 11-Year-Old Breasts. Yep, that's right. So I remember being in the swimming pool in my building, playing with other kids. I was 11 years old, approximately, and I just was completely unaware of any body image issues. Suddenly, an adult, and I'm not going to name any names, but he was a close friend of the family, he made a comment about the way my breast looked in my bathing suit. And yes, I was 11. Talk about horribly creepy, right? So my breasts hadn't even developed yet. I hadn't noticed the creep factor back then. I was just stunned and shocked when it happened. I just didn't even give me time to think. But that was one of those big moments in my life in which for the first time, I realized that men had opinions about women's bodies and that people were looking and paying attention to any change that your body was undertaking. So that moment of realization when you see that other people are paying attention to what's happening in your own body, that is such a kind of pivotal moment. It definitely was for me. I can remember that moment clearly, and it was so long ago. I even remember what bathing suit I was wearing because it was really just a shocking moment. Okay, now body image story number two. And I can't believe I'm gonna tell this one. I really can't believe it. I'm probably gonna regret it later, but here it goes. So this one is all about my armpits. Yes, I just said armpits. And yes, I'm going to talk about hair. So yeah, you can turn this off if you want. No, it's not that bad. No, don't worry. So okay, I was in the same swimming pool as the previous story. I was swimming with a friend. And I suddenly, she kind of looked at me and she asked, so your mom hasn't taught you how to shave yet, right? Yes, I had very little body hair, but it was enough for someone to notice. And again, I felt this quote unquote, people are looking. And I just felt so much embarrassment. I can't even tell you. I remember that so clearly. And I came back home and got so angry at my mom. I asked her why she hadn't explained what shaving was and when you needed it. I can still remember all the shame I felt. And she taught me how to do it, and I went to the beach with my friend again, and I showed her that I was now hairless, and I was very proud of that. But I just never forgot this. It was just another moment in which I noticed that people were noticing my body, and usually body image issues come with external comments. It's not usually something that we kind of start noticing in ourselves. It always has to do with comparing ourselves to what's outside, right? So that was my body image story number two. Wasn't that bad, right? Okay, body image story number three. The leg cast and a secret revealed. So when I was around 13 years old, my uncle's dog ran towards me as I was throwing her the ball, and she landed on me and she completely dislocated my kneecap. So my kneecap kind of went out and then it came back in, but when it had gone out, it tore all of the side ligaments in my knee and it put me in a type of, it was kind of one of these removable casts for about 3 months, with 6 months later of physical therapy. So the whole thing was pretty harsh. And the lack of movement during this time and having that leg in that brace or in that cast kept me at home. It kept me very sedentary, eating a lot over the summer since I couldn't do much else. And an old friend came to visit me. So we had an amazing time catching up. We were going to the beach. I had my leg cast and everything, but I didn't care. We were just having so much fun. And I just had the best time ever that summer in spite of that cast. And when I saw this friend a few months later, she kind of scanned me the moment she said hi. She kind of scanned me. She went up and down from head to toe. And she said, "Oh, thank God. Last time I saw you, you had gained so much weight, I couldn't recognize you." So I couldn't believe this, you know. I know you won't believe me, but I had been completely unaware that I had gained any weight at all. I just did not realize it. This was a foreign concept to me, and I don't even think we had a scale in my house. Now, I know for many of you, 13 is kind of old for this type of just being unaware of scales and weight, because with every passing year, girls are weighing themselves and going on diets even earlier. But in my family, that just didn't happen. It just didn't exist. So this was kind of crazy for me to hear this. Now, make no mistake, comments about how we used to be, even if they're disguised as positive comments now, as in this way of saying, "Oh my God, thank goodness you look great now. You were horribly fat before." So these kind of comments masquerading as positive comments now are as painful as if she had come straight up and said it in that moment. And again, it's this people are looking. And this time I want you to add another one. It's they are looking, they are commenting, they are thinking, and you might not even know it. So this was a powerful one for me. Okay, body image tale number 4. And this was shopping with friends. So, aha, the dressing room, right? We all know stories about dressing rooms and body image. So my friends and I were invited to a party, and we decided to go shopping without parents for the first time. So this is the first time we were all going to go. We all got our allowances and we went to different stores and we would shop by ourselves. And that meant picking out what you were going to wear by yourself. This was very exciting. So we tried on crazy outfits and had so much fun in the shops playing dress up. And, you know, after the initial fun with those crazy colorful boas and the sunglasses was over, the real shopping began, and with it, countless conversations between my friends that I had just never had with myself. So conversations went something like this. "Do my thighs look fat in these? Or with which skirt does my waistline look thinner? Or I should cover this up." So I know this is the way most of us talk to ourselves in the dressing room now, but that was my first time. I heard them and I just looked in the mirror. And for the first time, I was trying to find what might be wrong with my body. What did I need to cover up? So this was another pivotal one for me. Okay, body image story number 5. I think this is our last one. So I'm calling this one the sweater song. This one stung quite a bit. Okay, so are there any Weezer fans out there? You know I'm a big fan of Weezer, and this title, the sweater song, is kind of pays tribute to them. So this song has a little line in the lyrics that reads, "If you want to destroy my sweater, hold this thread as I walk away. Watch me unravel. I'll soon be naked. Lying on the floor, I've come undone." So this is an amazing song, and unfortunately I'm pairing it with kind of a sad story here, but it truly is a fun, delicious song to listen. It's just really good, so go find it. It's by Weezer. So when I had my first kind of real boyfriend at 16, he came up to me one day and he said, "You know, people have been talking and they're saying you're starting to wear lots of sweaters to hide all the fat you've gained. You might want to look into that." And yeah, that's kind of word for word what he said, because I'm never going to forget it. So the next day, I began the first of many diets in what would become a very unhealthy relationship with dieting and overeating, and of course with body image. Now, if you've heard the last few podcasts, I really go deep into my dieting story and all the different diets that I kind of tried, why they didn't work, and how to kind of stay away from that dieting, I don't know, just wormhole. And so this happened, and I have to tell you, I've never looked at a sweater the same way again. It kind of really stung, and it was tough at that moment, right? And it sent me on my first diet, really, and on a series of diets for many, many, many years. Now, of course, I was a kid. He was a kid. Our friends who had made those comments were kids. So it's not their fault. We're all kind of at the mercy of, I don't know, these external expectations. I honestly don't know where this whole thing originated and who is to blame. The important thing is not to put blame on anybody. It's just to find the origins of your body image stories and try to mend and heal those moments. So, you know, all of these kids, including my boyfriend and myself and all of these friends who had made these comments, they were all probably having their own body image stories bubbling up. They had their own body image stories to tell, but words can just be so hurtful, right? And they can just really stick with you. So if stories like these could happen to someone who grew up in the most body positive environment, what do you think happens when our body stories happen from the moment we appear into this world, right in our own houses? So now that we've kind of uncovered our little stories, what can we do once we've found them? These are some of mine, but I could go on and on with countless others. These aren't the only ones that pop into my mind, but these were kind of the earliest that I could remember. And, you know, it's usually the ones that happen really, really early that do the most damage. So the only thing left to do after we've found them is to go back to that place. And I want you to take that little girl or boy by the hand and help them heal. I want you to speak to him or to her, either in your mind, with a therapist, or on paper. This is a powerful one. Write to your younger self a letter. Write a letter. Help him or her heal within each of those stories. Explain that this wasn't their fault. Explain that they were perfect just as they were, and that is still true now. And that body image can be healed regardless of our physical characteristics. Think of these little kids, your younger self, as kids who don't have all the information that we have as adults. And if it's even hard as adults, imagine how strange and confusing things can be as children. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to take the high road, take that little boy or girl by the hand, and just explain that this was not their fault. Explain why human beings do these kinds of things and heal this within yourself. Now, I want you to do this in any way that you feel comfortable with, okay? You can do it on paper. You can do it in your journal. You can do it in your mind. You can do it while you're meditating. And absolutely, and this is just such a good tool, and I just wish that everybody did this, finding a qualified therapist that can help you heal your body image issues, especially if this has kind of taken a turn to a really dangerous territory. If you have an eating disorder or you feel that you've become obsessed with food and healthy eating, this is almost always linked with body image issues. So I want you to seek the help that you need. It's so important. Now, if you've read our posts, if you've listened to our podcast, or you're a member of our online program, you know that this is one of those things that I teach. I give you tons of support with this, and you know that the solution is not restriction, but it's self-love as a catalyst for change. So if nothing ever changes in your body, there is no truer fact than this. You are enough. You are absolutely enough, and you're wonderful. So in the words of the wonderful wellness rock star, Chris Carr, her blog is amazing. You have to go and check it out. Chris Carr always says, and I love this quote, this is my favorite quote of hers, "We don't need fixing, we need loving." So I hope you feel courageous enough to go down the rabbit hole with me and find those body image wounds that will ultimately be the starting point for all that healing. And feel free to leave some of the stories in the comments in the blog post that relates to this audio, and you can do so anonymously if you prefer. You can send us an email at info@bramble.com if you want to share it personally with me. And there's just something really powerful that happens when we shed a light on the issues that we've kept hidden away. So do this by journaling, by telling a friend, by meditating on it, by starting therapy on these issues, or by sharing it with us in the post or sending us an email. We'll be helping you on this body-loving journey with so much more in the next episodes, blog posts, videos, and our online program, so I want you to please stay tuned. Now, if you'd like to dive in deeper into some of these issues, I think you might love our free mini e-course. This is a three-step guide to put an end to dieting and develop healthy eating habits for life. We talk about a lot of these issues in that mini e-course, and it's completely free. So it's a great starting off point for your journey to a happier and healthier you, both inside and out. So if you want to check that out, that's our free mini e-course. Just head on over to brumble.com and you'll find it right there under my photo. And I just want to say thank you so much. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. And I can't wait to hang out with you more next time, next week on Thursday. That's our date. I'll see you soon.